Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week, he is the marketing manager at Current Electric, Ray Hoffman. Raymond, how are you today?
I am fantastic, Mike. Happy Easter weekend.
Happy Easter weekend. I had my acting debut last night at the Easter Cantata at Berkside Baptist Church, and two different shows. Joseph of Arimathea. I couldn't get out the Arimathea the first one. Kind of, it sounded like Joseph from Ohio, I think, is how it sounded. And you know, I did catch a little something from people in the audience after that. But the second one went really well, and I could take that off my bucket list. The woman who was directing the thing said, "Hey, I want to talk to you about what we're doing for Christmas." I said, "Move on. Don't talk to me. Talk to somebody."
I know Terry was bugging you, too, because you weren't practicing your script enough.
I was not, yeah. And you know what? Arimathea put me to my knees. I'm just telling you. Hey, by the way, I was going to call you this morning. I've got an appointment with Current Electric on Monday. And I have to make sure it's a little bit later in the morning or in the afternoon. I now have a meeting at 9 a.m. that day, so I'm not quite sure who to call, but I'm figuring if I tell you, it should work out pretty well.
I will take care of it.
Attaboy. Thank you. Hey, our special guest, we have not, in the years that I've done this show, we have not done anything in pest solutions and what to do. And this is the perfect time of year. And I've gotten like five or six people asking me if our guest is a drummer. And I didn't really know what that meant, but I do now. He is Travis Barker. He's the owner of a Premier Pest Solutions. It's really good to meet him. I know a lot about him, and it's good to meet him in person. Travis, how you been?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. So the drummer is dating
one of the Kardashians.
Yeah,
you
upgraded from that, pal.
Yeah.
You upgraded from that. I'm way more a fan of Sally than I am any of the I couldn't pick a Kardashian out of the lineup, to be honest with you. I keep hearing the name, but I don't know much. I you know, if they didn't play basketball, but I hear some of them dated basketball players, I guess.
I think it's all they date for the most part. Other than drummers.
You know. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and if anybody listens to this show, Travis, they know how much respect I have for people that have stepped out and started their own company. And Premier Pest Solutions, first year for you guys. Let's get, where'd you grow up? You're a Milwaukee guy?
Yes, sir. I actually grew up on the north side of Milwaukee.
Yeah, where'd you go to high school?
Milwaukee Tech.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I went to Tech.
Did you really?
As a freshman. Yeah, and then I got out of there. And it's amazing.
Well, it was probably Boys Tech back then.
You know what? It just started to be, like, the first year, that year I was there, they let girls in. There was two cute girls in the whole school. They were both in my homeroom, and I never got to see them because all the boys in letter jackets were surrounded in the whole. I'm telling you. I went through that shop class, and I shouldn't be doing a home improvement show, just so you know, and this is going to prove it. Wood shop, we made a knife holder. I bought mine from a guy who did it before. C-clamp. I bought it. Yeah, I just bought it, and I sat around for 7 weeks doing nothing and then handed it in as my final project, which tells you everything you need to know about me, Travis.
Well, hopefully you got an A.
That's the weird part. The guy ahead of me got an A on that, and I got a B. It was the same thing. I guess maybe my attitude got me down to a B. How long have you been involved in this field with Pest Solutions?
10 years.
10 years, something that you gravitated to? Did you start with it? How did this work?
No, I was actually a maximum security prison guard for 5 years down in Racine at RCI.
Okay.
And one of my best friends left to go do pest control for a company, Guardian Pest Solutions. And we were both looking at making a change of careers. It really wasn't something we wanted to do anymore. Waited till I got vested with the state. And started looking for a pest control job, got into it, and fell in love with it.
Well, I can tell you this, you know, doing some research on you, Master Technician and finalist in PCT's National Award for Residential Technician of the Year. So it's something that you're awfully good at, I guess, right?
Yes, I guess so. You know, it was quite humbling to be nominated for such a thing, especially given that it's a national award. But I had customers that were writing in and managers and other employees that nominated me. So it was quite humbling. But yeah.
Man, good for you. Congratulations on that. It look, what you do for a living isn't something that people get excited about, right? Hey, I'm so excited about redoing my kitchen, or I'm so excited about redoing our bath. But boy, when they need you like now,
yes.
Today.
Yep, absolutely.
And people don't like trying to fix this stuff on their own.
No, especially, I get a lot of customers that have tried, and that's usually when they call.
Yeah, trust me, there's two in this studio right now. Mirror Mitch has tried on his own. I've tried on my own. Mirror Mitch, you've tried on this, right?
On pest control?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had an interesting experience a couple of summers ago where I had probably 100 carpenter ants going through my kitchen, and I just sprayed them down with 409.
How'd that work?
Not bad, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I tried on my own a couple of things.
I think I scared them away.
Oh, I've got some stories throughout the day, throughout the hour here that I've got a couple squirrel stories that will just make you laugh like you can't. This is my favorite part. Like, we had squirrels. We had a squirrel in our house, then we had another one. Obviously, then we put a cap on the chimney, and that was the end of it. But the second one, we named him Sammy the squirrel. And guy at church borrowed me a pellet gun. So I sat down there like Elmer Fudd. Hey, Sammy, where are you? And couldn't find him, so I put up a like a bullseye thing, just some cardboard. Put a circle in and put it across, and was taking some shots, just getting practice. Then my wife Terry was like, "Here, let me try." And as she shot it, she lifted up, and you heard ding, 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 ding. And I'm ducking. Give me the gun. Go upstairs. You can't hunt Sammy anymore. And so we ended up getting somebody, a professional, to come out and get Sammy because my dog was going nuts. Took a couple days. Took a couple different traps. And then he came over and said, "Look, I'm going to do this. This is we'll get him, but you're not going to like what you hear." And I go, "I don't care what I hear. Just get rid of Sammy. I don't want him here anymore." And got rid of it. Do you know, Travis, the scary part was we had an HVAC company come out and put together, they did the whole furnace and air, and we went on vacation. The guy called and said, "When are you coming home?" I said, "Saturday." He said, "You're all set, but I want to be there. I need to show you something." I said, "Okay." There was so much debris in our chimney. He said, "I'm not kidding. I'm not doing this to scare you, but you guys are lucky to be alive at this point." And I said, "Are you kidding?" He showed me the picture. He said, "How many squirrels have you?" I said, "Two." And he goes, "Man, they have lived in there for a long time, and they just kept doing it." Do you see stuff like that?
All the time.
Yeah. All the time.
And I'll touch on this when we go into it, but I just recently came out of a home that had a mouse infestation, and I pulled out two of their cold air returns, and it was stuffed with fiberglass and mouse nesting.
Oh, man.
So all this is blowing right back into their furnace, and when I showed him that, he asked me, he goes, "So that's the only thing stopping that from coming into throughout the rest of my house is my filter." And I said, "You would be correct on that." So yeah. Here's these small, and it's not fiberglass in the whole form. This is nested. So, I mean, it's just shredded and full of feces and urine and everything else. And, and believe it or not, they had just had their ductworks clean.
Really?
And I said, "Well, maybe they didn't do your cold air returns." He goes, "No, I watched them." And I said, "Well, that shocks me that he wouldn't have said let me go take a look at this. It looks like there's some fiberglass down there.
Did they? So they knew they had mice in the house, or
the wife? The call came in because the wife heard scratching in her attic. Didn't know what it was. I went out for a home inspection, and during the inspection, I found that there was a lot more going on. They had just bought the home about 4 months earlier.
Oh. Hey Ray, what you've got? Everybody's got a pest story. What's yours?
Oh, I let the professionals deal with them.
You're so smart. You know what? That's why you're the that's why you're a superhero, the marketing manager at Current Electric. Because guys like me, I'm telling you, we had wasps going into a brick part of our home, and I'm out there spraying, and these boys didn't like it much. And I'm not as quick as I used to be. I have to be honest. And a whole bunch of them came out looking for me. And I thought, okay, what am I doing? You know what? Call somebody. But I'm out there again, like Elmer Fudd, right? Got a little mask on, right? And I'm thinking I'm going to spray it. And I thought, if I get, you know, spray it and one comes out, no big deal. But a whole bunch of them did. And they were not happy.
No.
So I had, you know, you got down the phone, said, you got to come out and take care of this and, you know, go from there. Hey, the idea of starting your own company, and again, I have a lot of respect for people that do that because I've never done it, and I've never had that to jump out on my own type feeling. Sleepless nights at this point?
Yeah, you can say that. It's definitely different. I've been working a full-time job since I was 16 years old, and I'm going to be 40 here in a year. And so to wake up and not have an employer to go to is a very odd feeling. And I'm building it from scratch. So you know, I don't have a customer base when I was starting it. And I'm up to 15 different customers now.
Well, we're gonna fix that.
Hey, I can dig it.
You know what, guys? This time of year, I'm just going to tell you, this is the guy that I would give a shot to. You know, you can go to these companies that have, you know, 100 employees. You're going to deal with the owner of this company. And when you're starting where he's starting from, it's so important that he takes care of his customers, because when you go across the street to somebody's house and they say, hey, I'm having an issue with this, he wants them to say, I've got a guy. We all want to say, I got a guy. Well, you know what? I've got a guy. And Ray's got a guy. And we're going to send you to Travis Barker's. His website is ppswis.com. So it's Premier Pest Solutions, PPS, Wisconsin, WIS.com. And go to that website. It's a really good website. Gives you a lot of information on what he does. Gives you a little background on Travis. He's located in Franklin, but you're willing southeast Wisconsin, yes?
Yes, sir. Yep.
As far to the border, somebody from Kenosha wants you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times these calls come in, and like you said, people, when they have a pest issue, they want you there, and generally they want you there now. Usually the people that get the work are the guys that can get there first, and I'm willing to travel to help somebody out.
Hey, guys, so look, he would not have been nominated for the finalist in the PCT's National Award for Residential Technician if he did not provide customers with the best service possible. That's the reason he got nominated for that. And when we get a chance to help a young guy who's willing to step out, and he's one of the best, it's a no-brainer. We're going to go to ppswis.com for any questions you have regarding pest solutions. Somebody came up to me last night and said, what kind of pet solutions are you talking about tomorrow? I said, if you want to call them pets, you go ahead. They're not pets to me, that's for sure. It is Premier Pest Solutions. My co-host is Ray Hoffman, marketing manager for Current Electric, and this is the home improvement show built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Only at 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host, Ray Hoffman, marketing manager. Go to callcurrent.com. Callcurrent.com. Hey, Ray, I know you guys are looking for some employees, and we are doing some things here at Odyssey to help you with that. Who are you looking for? What type of employees?
Oh, we are looking for laborers. We're looking for electricians. We're looking for office staff. We're looking everywhere. Growth is a wonderful thing, right?
Everything except your marketing department, right? Because we got that.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, you and me both. We are not going anywhere, and we will continue to talk about not only Kern Electric, but our friends at Creative Construction Wisconsin, Zach and Bingo and Deb and Sam, and that whole crew has done a lot of work for me. And you know that I've got an appointment on Monday with Kern Electric because I have some stuff they've got to work on. So these are the companies I work with, and I have this stable of people I work with. Well, I've got somebody now in the pest solutions business. He is Travis Barker. He's the owner of Premier Pest Solutions. Go to ppswis.com. Hey, Travis, this time of year, springtime, they get very active, right?
Yeah.
In your industry, this is a busy time.
It is. Well, this is when it starts. Believe it or not, the busiest time is in the fall. That's
okay.
If you equate it to anything, that's when everything is in full bloom. All the bugs are out. Colonies are at their full mass in this state because winter comes in and knocks everything down for us. She's kind of our natural pest control, if you will.
Sure.
So generally, this time of the year, the first thing that people are going to start seeing are either certain types of hibernating insects that have been dormant in their walls or their attics, such as stink bugs right now are a really big one. They invaded our area last fall. They get into your home as they cake themselves on the sunny portions of your house and slowly migrate inwards towards the heat as the weather gets colder, and they go in and out of hibernation. So I've been getting a lot of calls for a lot of stink bug activity and then ants this time of the year.
Hey, so can I ask you about stink bugs?
Yeah.
What do they, are they... They're not dangerous, correct?
No, they're just a nuisance pest. They will not damage your home. They don't bite, and they don't breed inside your home. They essentially come into your home for warmth during the fall as they're caked on to whether it's your siding, your attic, your chimney, whatever it is. They like to bask in the sunlight, the same as Asian lady beetles and box elder bugs. They're all kind of a very similar insect in that sense, even though they're different species. They like sunny portions of your home, and that's where they'll come underneath the flashings, underneath your window trim, wherever they can find an access point, they will. And then usually around January, I'll start getting some calls of, I'm seeing these bugs, and it's the middle of winter. Well, they made it in your house about 3-4 months ago. You're just now starting to see them because it's getting cold.
And they're not causing any trouble like carpenter ants do.
Just nuisance. People just don't like having bugs in their house.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does. Well, there might be a couple people, but not.
Sure.
I know Mitch doesn't, and I know I don't. And I know for a fact my wife, Terry, does not. The other thing that we start seeing more and more this time of year are spiders, right?
Yeah, especially if you're around water. If you're on a river, lake, pond, you're going to see a lot more spider activity. You get closer to Lake Michigan and the Oak Creek and the North Shore area. Spider activity, as you get closer to the lake, definitely comes up.
And they don't do a lot of damage, and sometimes they can do some good, but yeah, sometimes, you know, you hear people, oh, I got a spider bite when I was sleeping,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Nobody likes those. I'm telling you, there are women that are the toughest women I know that scream bloody murder if there's a spider's walking by.
I've never dated one that wasn't scared
well,
of spiders.
Yeah. We're only talking about the one you're dating now, pal.
And trust me, she doesn't like him either.
And trust me, you make her sad. You're going to deal with me because she's she is one of my best friends and one of my favorites. So you be nice to her. Hey, this time of year, are we? Before I get to that, one thing that I learned, and people are really very involved now in making sure that their house is safe, right? Making sure that. The air quality is safe, and Ray, I'm going to go to you on this one. I think the people with Jonathan over at Healthy Stay Healthy, boy, please give me the name. I just lost
it. Beyond Green to Healthy.
There it is. And I've talked to Travis about joining that organization. You know, that's everything that they do, right? Their quality, air quality, in-house air quality is just most important. And there's so many people that are really, really into that right now, making sure, and we're going to talk a little bit later about some of the things that some of the pests leave behind that are not good for you. to breathe in and the health of the kids that live in your home. But I think Jonathan and those guys over there, boy, that's everything they believe in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's and people mistake it a lot for green. Green and healthy are two different things. Having a healthy home doesn't necessarily mean it's all green. Most of it is, because obviously they're trying to combine both. But it's all about healthy air and healthy living inside your home and using the right stuff to make sure that you are staying healthy, especially with all the things that have happened the last couple of years. We want to make sure your air is healthy and make sure you're not getting sick from, pests.
Yeah, no doubt. And what I didn't know, Travis, is your concern all the time, and you had told that story about seeing the mice and where they were basically living. When you get them out, that's not the end of your job, right?
No, sir. Not a lot of the time. That's what people pay me to come in to do, is mostly exterminate the problem.
Right.
But when it comes to rodent issues, whether it's rats, mice, chipmunks, squirrels, for example, they leave a big mess behind. They're in your home. They don't use toilets.
Right.
So they're peeing and they're pooping, essentially, throughout your, especially in basement areas, around rim joists. That's the type of areas that they infest, because they love that fiberglass insulation, which is, 90% of what I see in homes around the rim joists. And they'll tunnel through that. That is full of food materials, other dead mice, droppings,
right,
urine.
So you're breathing all that in,
yes,
then.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of stuff that, you just want them out, and you don't really think of that next step. And in today's world where everybody's worried about air quality, that's something that you have to talk to these guys about, right?
Yeah. It's not a long conversation when you have a wife and husband downstairs and you start pulling these pieces of insulation out and showing them what's going on behind. Because like most people, out of sight, out of mind. If you can't see it, it's not a problem. But once you see it, you realize there is a problem. So you start showing someone, dead mice that are in their home along with the things that they do inside those nests, and they don't want that there anymore. So we do provide a service that we come in, we remove all that insulation, we get rid of all the droppings, disinfect, and then we seal from the inside and out. And that usually takes care of the problem. I haven't had anybody calling us back. It's called exclusion.
Yeah.
But most people aren't familiar with that term, so I call it a rodent clean and seal.
Oh, there you go. Smart boy right there. Yeah, I think that tells you that he's not like going from one appointment and a half hour later running to another. He's there to make sure that the job is done correctly, and he'll make certainly have you understand some of the parts that happen after, right? He'll get rid of these pests, but if that's not enough, he'll make sure that everything else is done. Hey, can we talk a little bit before we get to a break, how to manage and prevent spring pests? I did some research on it, and there's some tips that I read on this article about making sure, as we're starting to do our spring cleanup, as we're starting to get outside again and look around the house to see what the winter did. The first thing they talk about is seal up gaps and cracks. Make sure pests can't come into your home or business through small openings in your foundation. Is that the first thing that you would recommend for us to look at?
Yeah. I mean, really, the small cracks and gaps are going to really help you with keeping the four-legged guys out, the mice, voles, shrews, things like that. Mice are the only ones that are going to come in and want to stay in. But a lot of the bugs are going to find other ways into your home other than the foundation of it. So sealing them up is a great way to help keep out some of the bigger guys. But essentially, when it comes to ants and spiders and silverfish and millipedes and centipedes and you name it, that's where, if you really want to keep them out, having the outside of your house treated, and to go to the green thing that you were talking about before, you can keep it green inside your home. By having treatments done on the outside of your home, it essentially puts up a barrier between you and the bugs that want to get into your house.
PPSWIS.com. Premier Pest Solutions. PPSWIS.com. He is Travis Barker. Again, he is the owner. He is a master technician, and he was a finalist in PCT's National Award for Residential Technician of the Year. Hey, do you work commercial as well?
I worked commercial for 10 years, going in and out of food plants and pet food plants and different types of manufacturing facilities that are all food grade accounts. So I have a lot of experience in the
commercial industry. So you're available to both residential and commercial?
Yes. Right now I'm primarily focusing in the residential industry. But yes, I also do the commercial side of things and I'm well experienced in it.
So if he's trying to build up this business, guys, and I can tell you that I'm not nervous about sending him out and recommending him to anybody that's listened to this show, because I know he's going to take really good care of you. And concentrating on the residential side, if you own a commercial company and you want to have him out, he's more than willing to do that. 414-702?
Yes, sir.
0329.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure it's okay if I give that number out.
Oh, absolutely.
414-702-0329. The best way to get a hold of him is go on the website, and it gives you all the information that you need, gives you a little bio on Travis, nice picture of him, ppswis.com. We're going to get back. We're going to go to a break, get back, and ask you a couple more questions on how to manage and prevent spring pests, and we'll find out what you think of this guy's article. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin, and powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. The whole break, we're just talking different raccoon and squirrel stories. I'm telling you, Travis Barker, he's a funny dude, man. Owner, technician, Premier Pest Solutions. So I'll tell you my squirrel story. I had a couple of them, but this is my favorite. I am parked outside the side of my house. My son Matthew is in the house, and he can see my car's there, and he calls. And I'm on the phone with a client, so I don't pick up, and he calls again. And I don't pick up, and he comes running outside. And he's knocking the window. He's like, you got to hang up. So I go, what's going on? He goes, we got a squirrel in the house. I said, well, what? He said, Dad, I was taking Abby out. We had a dog back then. And came down the stairs, and to the left is outside, and to the right is the basement. And the dog just took off downstairs barking. And my son Matthew was like, what's the problem here? And all of a sudden, Abby is chasing a squirrel that ran up the stairs, and Matthew didn't react quick enough to close the door to the kitchen, and the squirrel got in the house. And he's like, we got a squirrel in the house. So I call this, somebody, and this guy says, hey, my son's available to come right out. And the kid was like 17 years old, right? Well, we thought the squirrel was back in the basement because Abby kept running downstairs barking. So we're downstairs looking for the squirrel, and Matthew goes up to go to the bathroom, and he goes in the bathroom, closes the door, and all of a sudden he comes flying. He had closed the bathroom door. He said, look, I was standing there, and something moved where we have our toilet paper. And he's screaming, I'm telling you. And so this kid's like, get out of the way. And he puts some gloves on, and he takes a crate, right? And he closed the bathroom door, and you can hear this, all this commotion, and he walks out. He's got the squirrel. He's gone. And my son Matthew's like, I got him. I said, you didn't get him. He said, I'm a big game hunter. Look at me. I got him. And I said, you were screaming like a three-year-old little girl. No, I got him. I got him. I'm taking full credit for it. Hey, when these squirrels continue to come back to where they're comfortable, right?
They do. Yeah, as long as the entry point is still available to them, they will keep coming in or others will find it. So a big thing after removing something, whether it's a squirrel, a chipmunk, mice for that matter, raccoons, is securing the area that they were getting into.
Do you know, I've had more stories of people telling me raccoons have, I don't know if they eat their way through the roof or in the garage, or, and they, when they get in there, man, it's nasty.
yeah, they can really cause a lot of damage when they get into somebody's homes. I've seen some pretty nasty situations, situations where you walk into and you kind of look at them and you want to say, oh, you should call somebody about that. And you suddenly realize, oh, I'm the person that you call about that, I guess.
Yeah, but, here, I've got the numbers, 414-702-0329. That's, you know what, you got to call him and he will come over and take care of it. Hey, at the end of the last segment, we talked about how to manage and prevent spring pests. And the first thing we talked about was seal up gaps and cracks. Remove moisture is the second part where they talk about, look, this is really important. Dump any standing water you have around your property to prevent mosquitoes from breeding. This is just mosquito heaven sometimes, right?
It really is. And mosquitoes are very, very weather dependent. If we're having dry weather, we're not going to see a lot of mosquitoes. If we're having a wet summer and a wet spring and it's hot, that's generally when, you know, you're going to see a lot more of those guys flying around.
And people hate them.
Oh, I haven't met anyone that likes them.
No, you just hate them. And you don't feel them, and boom, the next day you've got, you know, mosquito bites all over. Is there a way to get rid of them? Is there a way to prevent that?
There is. And what this article does go into is good. I mean, a lot of it is getting rid of moisture. I don't specifically target mosquitoes necessarily with what I do, just because a lot of them are so weather dependent. So I try to be as upfront and honest with customers as possible as far as what services they need and what they don't. Now, a lot of people want to go on a regular treatment for mosquitoes, but if I'm being honest, it's not necessarily needed. And if you have a lot of neighbors and they're not having mosquito work done, well, you can treat your yard all you want, but there's not a bubble that goes up and around your home. The mosquitoes from your neighbors are still going to come over by you too. But what they can do is get rid of the mosquitoes that are harboring in your direct area.
This third one is just, it's so calm. It's like common sense to me. Like, I don't know why they'd even have to put it on, but store food in tight containers. Avoid leaving any open containers or easy access to food in your kitchen. Some rodents can eat through cardboard boxes. My goodness. You might want to invest in plastic or glass containers to protect your food supply. They can find it. If you leave it, they'll find it.
Yeah, if they're in your home. Now, again, that goes to more of the exclusion and sealing your home to make sure they don't get in. But, you know, as I'll tell people, you know, having food in your house shouldn't mean you have a pest problem.
Right.
The pest problem is coming because they can get into your house. Now, once they're in, they may want to eat some of your food because it's good stuff.
Yeah, if I cook it. No, I'm just kidding. My wife's listening. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. I know I haven't missed many meals in my day. Let me just use that line. Do you a maintenance program where if somebody says, look, I just want you to come out twice a year and make sure that you take care of the outside of my home?
Yes, absolutely. For insects, generally, it's three services a year. You want to have one in spring, one in summer, and one in fall. And the reason being is the materials that we use have a residual life of about 60 to 90 days once they're applied. So what that means is once the chemical is dry, and this is on the outside or the inside of homes, depending on how people want us to treat, it stays active for about 60 to 90 days. Now, on the outside of your home, it's generally going to be more towards that 60-day mark because of UV rays breaking it down, rain, so on and so forth. You're out in the elements. So that's why we do three services for insects. Rodents, I recommend four services a year. And we'll install bait stations around the outside of the home. And what that does is it brings the rodent population down around your house, especially for people who have decks or porches and patios that are wood-based instead of concrete-based, because that is a prime area for any type of creature to live. It gets them out of the elements and away from their natural predators like birds and hawks and so on and so forth.
I'm glad you brought up birds, because I got a text from a friend of mine. And he said, look, we worked in a doctor's office, and they had birds in there. And it's amazing how much damage. They said birds were living, and the mites showed up on the X-ray machine.
Yeah.
Like, we had a woman in our neighborhood. We called her the pigeon lady. She had pigeons living in her house. Now, she passed away, and I think she was, how do I put this? She needed some professional help mentally, I believe.
Yeah.
Because who would let pigeons? You'd walk past your house and she'd have nine pigeons in the kitchen.
Oh, wow. That had to not be a good situation.
No, and especially when she was an older woman, and when she passed away, how'd you like to do the cleanup in that house?
I wouldn't want to smell what was going on in there.
I couldn't. And she was the nicest lady ever, but too nice that she let all these pigeons come in. Keep trees and shrubs trimmed. Long branches and brush against your house or business provide an easy entry for insects.
Absolutely, and not just insects, rodents as well. I get a lot of people that don't have any rodent issues going on in their basement or on their first level, but they'll have them on their second level or in their attic space. And that's generally because they have some sort of vines growing up the side of their homes or trees and shrubs too close to the homes that they're touching. So that's actually a very good point that this article brings out, is to keep that stuff trimmed back. It's very, very important, and even the smaller bushes and shrubs, keeping those trim and not too clustered around your house, just because that's where mice are going to nest. They want thick areas for cover.
Hey, so your days at Milwaukee Tech or your days down in Racine working where you worked, if I would have talked to that Travis and said, hey, look, in 15 years, you're going to know everything there is to know about pest solutions, you would have said, you're out of your mind.
To be honest, I wouldn't have thought there was a whole lot to know. Getting into this industry, it was very eye-opening exactly what goes on, behind the scenes doing something like this, especially on the commercial scale of things when it comes to going into some of these huge facilities that are audited by the FDA and the SQF and the AIB. I mean, there's a lot of hoops that companies have to jump through, rightfully so, in order to manufacture food or to manufacture containers that food is stored in.
I think you're... Your business model of right now concentrating residential is the way to go. I do, because the business side, all of that red tape that you just talked about, and I know there's some red tape when it comes to residential. You have to be very careful on what you're doing. And look, if the awards that you have won and the fact that you're a master technician tells me that, yeah, you know exactly what you're doing. And I think on the residential side, that's probably the best place for your company to be.
I couldn't agree more. That's why, and to be honest, I like the customer interaction with the residential basis. There's a certain sense of accomplishment when someone's having a problem, whether it's yellow jackets that are coming into their home, whether it's just spiders that they're tired of seeing,
right.
Bed bugs, cockroaches, you name it, rodents especially. When you take care of somebody's problem and make them feel safe, they're very grateful. It's just a good feeling. You're providing a good service for someone that they're happy with.
Hey, when we had talked about that maintenance program, do you have, can somebody sign up for a year with you?
Yeah.
Can they, and then you'll put it on the calendar and you'll come back and just so they can basically just set it and forget it with you.
Yes. Yeah, and there's no contract to be signed. It's just a program that gets put into place. We specify generally for a four-time-a-year service. It's April, June, August, and October are our times of treatment. Then you have a seasonal warranty with that as well. So if any issues pop out or pop up inside your home or outside, whether it's a ground nest, we come back, we take care of it. There's no charge for that. The only times you're charged are for the actual treatments.
Just depending on the size of the home, what it's going to cost somebody?
If I get into a situation where someone has a very, very large home, it is going to be a little bit more than per se somebody who has a smaller house. But I try to keep it pretty, reasonable and fair. You're not going to find one treatment for $100 and another one for $250. Let's just put it that way.
Good.
It's usually going to be within about a $25 window.
Give me an idea if somebody says, look, okay, I want to sign up. It's kind of an average home. It's a 1,500 square foot home. And we want you to come out. We're going to do this for a year. I just want to pay for the year. Approximately, what am I looking at cost-wise?
You're looking at $100 a treatment. So three treatments a year for insects, and you don't pay until after that treatment is done. Now, what I did notice working for one of the largest companies in Wisconsin, and other companies are beginning to do this, is they're going to a monthly promotion where it's, hey, you're paying $35 a month. I'm not a big fan of doing that, because what winds up happening with a lot of these big companies, unfortunately, is they're people pay. And I've had customers tell me, I've been paying for the last year and nobody's been out to my house.
Yeah. I did that with a lawn care company, and it did not work out well at all. We paid up front, and I like to do that. And I would look, if we're going to work with you, I would just want to pay it up front so I didn't have to worry about another invoice. Let me just pay the $400 and take care of it for the next year. But let me know when you've been here. These guys were coming doing stuff with my lawn that I never asked for, and I was getting extra invoices. And I go, hold on a second. We paid for this up front, and all of a sudden you're charging me for this, but I didn't ask for it. And so we ended up just canceling them. Went with another company that did some similar stuff. So that makes me nervous going with those big, giant companies that you hear about all the time. And each time I had somebody out, Travis is somebody new. Yeah. Like I built a rapport with the young guy, and he said, "Now I'm going to be your guy." And then 2 months later, it was somebody else.
Yeah.
And he had no idea what the other guy did. It was just a nightmare. And I think you're onto something, right? Let me just hire you for the year. Let me know when you're coming or when you've been here so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get a bill until after the work is complete, which is the way that I like to do business.
Hey, guys, he's Travis Barker. Again, he is the owner of Premier Pest Solutions. Premier Pest Solutions. Go to their website, PPSWIS.com. PPSWIS.com. Master Technician Finalist in PCT's National Award for Residential Technician of the Year. He started his own company, and what a perfect time of year to have him come out. I would get involved with that maintenance program. You know what? He'll take care of it. It's four times a year, and if there's any issues, he'll come back and make sure it's taken care of. You can kind of set it and forget it and be done with it. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric, home of the superhero. Only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Everybody's dancing in the studio today. Travis, I'm just going to tell you, you're much better pest solutions guy than you are a dancer.
Well, I'm sitting down.
Yeah, you're sitting down. He's got a little rhythm. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Kern Electric. I got a text from one of the co-owners of this show. And I've got Ray on, so it wasn't him. So it must have been somebody from Creative Construction Wisconsin wondering about woodpeckers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Not a big fan of, you know, Woody the woodpecker. And what can you do to get rid of woodpeckers?
So woodpeckers are only going to come after your home for a few different reasons, primarily three. They're either going to be setting up a nest in your home, which is where you'll see a hole and you can probably watch it fly in and out if you watch it long enough, or set up some sort of trail cam to watch the area. They're either going to be marking territory on your home, or they're going to be feeding on your home, meaning that your siding is, if it's cedar or wood of some sort, that it's infested with some sort of bug that they're enjoying. So there's a couple different ways that you can get rid of them. They are a protected species, so there's not a whole lot of work that I do in that field, but because I've had customers with issues, I've tried to come up with solutions for them. I mean, I don't charge them for it, but I want to help people that are having issues. So if they're nesting in your home, the best thing you can do is try to stop that. Put up a little piece of sheet metal, whether you tack it onto the outside of your house, and just see if that pushes them away. If they're feeding on your home, I had good luck using or even marking territory on your home. There's a certain type of gel you can get, like a Pigeon X or a Bird Be Gone, and the area of your home that they are landing on and pecking at, smear that around. That gets on their beaks and on their feet, and it's not toxic, but it acts almost like an irritant. It's like Bengay. It'll get on them, it irritates them, and hopefully it'll just send them to the neighbor's house and stop getting on yours.
Hey, Ray, when we talked about having Travis on, and I said, Travis, like, I don't know, we don't have an hour's worth of stuff to talk about. I don't know what we're going to talk about. And I'm like, we've got like another 2 hours to talk to him about, and what great information. This is stuff that I've never even thought of, but he's, you know, you can't really get rid of woodpeckers because they're endangered species, but put this on, it's like Ben Gay, it'll just get rid of them. The amount of knowledge this young man has about this pest solutions business is incredible.
Yeah, and that's actually that's one reason why we love this show, right? We get to bring on newer companies that are well vetted and great representatives of the companies they own and help them not only get the word out of who they are, but how they treat people. And Travis is a great representation of that. And just by the fact that he said that he's willing to help them, that he can't eradicate them, obviously, because they're protected, but he's willing to help them and not charge them for it. I mean, that's exactly the people we want on the show.
I can't wait to introduce you in person to Travis, to you and to Bingo and to Zach. And I just think he's going to be part of this stable of people that we have. And again, I got a guy. That whole saying, I got a guy. Well, I've got a guy now in the pest solutions business, Premier Pest Solutions, PPSWIS.com. Travis, we've only got a minute or two left. I get on the Cops Neighborhood Facebook page all the time. We don't have a dog anymore, but people continue to say, hey, look, don't put out like rat poison because my dog gets in it. And we didn't have time to get into, there's not a lot of real safe methods to take care of some of the pest solutions you have. But if there are, that's something that you're certainly well-versed in.
Yes, you definitely want to be careful when you're using any type of poison. Don't use rodenticides in a freely fashion around the outside of your home. Just putting them in boxes. When we use rodenticides around the outside of your home, they're in a Tier 1 tamper-proof child and pet tamper-proof bait station. They're keyed, they're weighted down or secured to the ground so a kid can't get into it, a dog can't get into it. We want to make sure that what we're targeting is what's going in there and eating our product.
Man, there you go, guys. I think that's kind of a mic drop right there. You know, we talked about a lot, and we didn't get to about four different things that I wanted to. So I'm going to ask you to come back maybe come fall. Right,
sure.
Maybe before fall, because you said that's the busiest time, and the amount of information that Travis has. He has this maintenance program that I didn't know about until I asked him, and I would recommend that. You know, it's the way to go. You can set it, forget it, and allow him to take care of any issues you have. He is Travis Barker, owner, technician, Premier Pest Solutions, a new company that here on the Home Improvement Show, we recommend Travis. It's PPSWIS.com, 414-702-0329. Hey, Ray, thank you so much. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Absolutely. Happy Easter to both of you guys and Mitch.
Thank you. He's Ray Hoffman, marketing manager. CallCurrent.com is the website for Current Electric. Travis, nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you too, Mike. Thank you,
don't forget,
sir.
You be nice to Sally or you
oh,
and I.
Of course.
I'll come over. You and I'll throw boxing gloves on. You can't do it now, but I can. This is the, you know what? She'll take care of you. I'm not even worried about it. This is the Home Improvement Show built by Creative Construction Wisconsin, powered by Current Electric, home of the superhero, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.